You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe to Locked On Mets wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. Well, there's a couple different news items I want to get to on today's show. In the first half, I'm going to talk about where the Mets stand in their pursuit for a new manager. Seems like we're down to three candidates or finalists for this job. We're going to talk about Yoenis Cespedes and Jed Lowrie, how the Mets still have some intentions to move on from both players before spring training. Then later on, in the second half of the show, going to talk about the return of Rene Rivera and the Mets' potential trade for Starling Marte. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter, at Finkelstein and Ryan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsmerizedAllOnline.com. So the first part here is to talk about the managerial search. And it's basically progressing as I've kind of talked about the first couple days this week. It appears the Mets are going to stay internal. The three candidates that we've been talking about that were already on the Mets coaching staff are now the finalists, according to Andy Martino of SNY. It's down to Hensley Mullins, Luis Rojas, and Tony DeFrancesco. I think any of them make sense. Personally, Rojas makes the most sense. It appears that is the direction that everyone expects them to go at this point. We're seeing positive reports from players about him. And so when you get that kind of positive momentum out there in the news cycle, it is almost just kind of the Mets dipping their toes in the water on how this is going to be received. And I think it is a move that would probably be received the best by the fans and also the players. You got to remember, Mullins and DeFrancesco are new to that clubhouse. Now, DeFrancesco was in the organization. He was in AAA. So there's players that know him, but Mullins comes from the Giants. Luis Rojas was in that dugout last year. So as I've said time and again, it makes the most sense. I think they could have hired him in the first place. So you know what? I think that is the best option and probably where they're going to go. In this report by Martino that says they're down to just the internal candidates, it kind of points to that direction. Now, Yoenis Cespedes is a really interesting case right now because I think there's some people at one point who would have said, you know what, if you can trade Cespedes and get him out of that clubhouse, don't have to worry about him, that's probably the best thing for this team. I think that would be something that people would say, get its money off the books. But this latest report that we have, which basically says the Mets would like to move on from both him and Jed Lowrie before spring training, I don't see how that is helping anybody but the Wilpons. Because if they clear out Cespedes and Lowrie's money, let's just say they find takers, without having to part with a young asset like Dominic Smith to get the money off the books, which you probably would have to do. If the Mets do that, what are they going to do with that extra money at this point? Josh Donaldson's off the market. Marcelo Ozuna just went off the market, signing a one-year $18 million deal with the Braves. I don't know what free agent could sign with the Mets at this point that would make a big impact. I had to look through the names. I mean, I just don't see it. So this idea that trading Cespedes and Lowrie is a big boost to the Mets in 2020, I don't really see it. Granted, it's hard to expect either of them to get on the field and play, but we just saw a video of Yoenis Cespedes this week running, fielding, hitting. So if Cespedes can be ready for opening day, well, that's huge for this team. Can he still hit? Personally, I think he can. 2 years away from the game is really tough, but someone with the natural ability of Yoenis Cespedes, I think he could be a pretty big piece of this team if he's able to stay on the field. Jed Lowry, if he's healthy, we don't know, but let's just say he is for argument's sake. That is your best chance at having a solid backup infielder that can hit a little bit right now. Luis Guillorme, I have a lot of faith in. I think a lot of people do. But Lowry has a track record. So he's your backup second baseman right now. And he's your backup third baseman. So I think Lowry could be a boost to this team. Now, of the two players, obviously Cespedes should have a bigger impact. But if they're able to trade Lowry, okay, maybe there is still a little bit of infield depth in the market. Maybe you can add somebody. But I just don't see it at this point. So for anyone who's getting excited about this idea of Cespedes or Lowry being traded, I think you're just getting excited about Wilpon having more money in his pocket. But they are at a point right now where they're on your books for one more year. So you're kind of at a point where it's better to just ride out that expiring contract. And if you get anything out of either of them, awesome. So I don't really know what to take from that. And then the other part of this is the Mets seem to be looking at adding Starling Marte again in a trade. And why would you trade for Marte if you have Cespedes potentially able to contribute? That might tell you where they believe Cespedes is health-wise. But if Cespedes is healthy, you have Yoenis Cespedes in left, Brandon Nimmo in center, Michael Conforto in right, Jake Marisnyk and J.D. Davis as potential guys who need to get at-bats off the bench. I just don't know how Marte factors in. Now, if Marte is going to be your center fielder, Nimmo's in left, Conforto's in right, Cespedes off the bench, maybe that works too. But it does concern me that the Mets might try to do something where they bring in Marte. And to bring in Marte, they find another suitor that'll take Cespedes to dump that money. And if they are doing that to manage the books in that way, what are going to be the casualties when it comes to prospects? Who's going to have to get sent out in a Cespedes trade? And who's going to have to get sent out along with that to get Marte in here? So it's kind of interesting to monitor. I'm not sure if those two moves are directly connected, but it's definitely something to think about, and I'm going to talk about Marte potentially coming to the Mets in just a little bit. But first, if you've been a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've all heard the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But what you may not know is that Locked On Mets is a great way for your local businesses to reach passionate Mets fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Mets fans and a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We will get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. All right, Mets fans, let's talk about Starling Marte. And part of that is this latest news that the Mets have once again reunited with Rene Rivera on a minor league contract with an invite to spring training. He'll have a chance to win that backup catcher job out of spring training. Of course, But that also leads to question Tomas Nido's future with the Mets. It was rumored in the past that the Pirates were looking for catchers that had a lot of team control. So the Mets could potentially swing Nido over to the Pirates in a deal for Starling Marte. That's something that could be on the table. It's always been on the table. But bringing back Rene Rivera as insurance could be part of that plan. Or it could also just be the Mets, once again, bringing a guy they're familiar with, who's a very good defensive catcher, into the system. He's your, you know, pseudo third string catcher that you keep camped away in AAA. And if Nido gets hurt or Ramos gets hurt, Rene Rivera will be the first guy that gets the call. So that could just be what this is, or we could see Nido moved in a deal. Now, getting Starling Marte is something that I've talked about all offseason because it's been the worst kept secret that the Mets are interested in Marte, the Pirates are interested in moving Marte, and Marte would love to come to the Mets. We know all these things, yet the two teams have not been able to come to terms on a deal. It almost feels pointless to keep on going through all this until we know something final. What I will say is Brandon Nimmo cannot be included in this deal unless the Mets are getting something back in return on top of Starling Marte, and I don't think the Pirates want to do that. So you have to trade prospects to get Marte. I would part with Andrés Giménez, shortstop that has a lot of promise on the defensive side. We're still not quite sure if he's going to be a great hitter, but he's coming off a really good Arizona Fall League with the bat. So maybe the Pirates would be interested in Giménez. I would stay away from trading anyone from this past draft class when you're talking about the top draft picks, Brett Beatty, who I believe just ranked as the sixth best third base prospect in baseball by MLB.com. I don't have that in front of me, so it could have been another one of these prospect ranking sites, but he is highly touted as a third base prospect. You also have those top two pitching prospects the Mets drafted, Josh Wolf in the second round and Matthew Allen in the third round. I would not move either of those guys. And I also would be hesitant to move David Peterson or Thomas Zabacki, those starting pitching prospects at the top level of the Mets system right now. So, can they find a deal somewhere in the middle? Can they find a deal that doesn't include any of those names? I also wouldn't include Francisco Alvarez, the catching prospect, who is really highly regarded. But if Andrés Giménez is the headliner to a Starling Marte package, that would be something I would consider. So, we'll see if this comes together. If you're following Twitter, it appears like a deal might be in very soon. So we'll see if that breaks on Wednesday, but as of now, nothing is imminent just yet. What I will say is if the Mets have Starling Marte in center field, Brandon Nimmo in left, and Michael Conforto on right every day, that would probably be the best outfield that they could roll out there at this point. Cespedes, at his age with his injury history, is no guarantee. So Starling Marte, at this point in time in their respective careers, is a better player. And defensively, I think that is a big get. Because even though some people point to some of Marte's defensive metrics being down, defensive run save, all those things, he was still worth 2 outs above average last year. That's that new stat that Major League Baseball has come out with. You can find it on BaseballSavant.com. And it basically tells you, you know, judging off the jumps they're getting, the balls they're getting to, expected probability to catch balls and everything else, how many outs above average that player is defensively. And that had Marte ranked as a positive defensive center fielder. He was also ranked really highly in sprint speed and outfielder jump, things that Brandon Nimmo and Michael Conforto don't quite bring to the table when they're playing center field. You put those two guys in the corners every day, and I think both of them really do have above average potential, maybe even gold glove potential, out of Conforto and Nimmo in the corners. I think they will both be really solid. they get to play in the corners every single day. And so that's what Marte brings to the table. Then you have Mariznick as that late inning defensive replacement. All of a sudden, I think the Mets' outfield defense becomes a lot better and something that they can really count on with their pitching staff. That would really help this team. So we'll just see if that trade happens and if the Mets can make a good deal to get it done, which is the biggest question mark out of all of this. Anyway, that could be what tomorrow's show is about. We will have to wait and see. Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.